Hearing is here remote. I'm Robert. Nearly 100 people were arrested by Hong Kong police Sunday as riot officers swooped on democracy protesters opposed to the postponement of local elections. Sunday was meant to be voting day for the city's partially elected legislature, one of the few instances where Hong Kongers get to cast ballots. But the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, suspended the polls for a year, citing the coronavirus, angering the pro-democracy opposition who had been hoping to capitalize on seething anti-government sentiment. Hundreds of riot police flooded the district of Kowloon in a bid to thwart online calls for flash mob protests to mark the suspended vote. Throughout the afternoon, police were heckled by people shouting slogans such as, "Give me back my vote," and "Corrupt cops," as officers conducted multiple stop and searches and ordered crowds to disperse. Belarusian protesters on Sunday prepared a new mass demonstration against strongman Alexander Lukashenko, who has refused to quit after a disputed re-election, and he's turned to Russia for help. Unprecedented protests broke out in the ex-Soviet country after Lukashenko, who has ruled the ex-Soviet state for 26 years, claimed re-election with 80% of the vote on August 9th. Opposition rival Svetlana Tikhanovskaya says she has won the vote, but Lukashenko's security forces have detained thousands of protesters, many of whom accuse police of beatings and torture. And an experimental reusable Chinese spacecraft returned to its designated landing site Sunday after 2 days in orbit, China's official Xinhua news agency reported, saying the successful flight marked an important breakthrough in reusable spacecraft research. The Chinese spacecraft was launched into orbit Friday via a rocket that has been used to put crewed and uncrewed Chinese spacecraft into orbit in the past. This is VOA News. India's health ministry reported Sunday that it had recorded 90,632 new COVID-19 infections in the previous 24-hour period, citing a world record for a one-day tally of new cases. India has more than 4.1 million COVID-19 cases, according to Johns Hopkins University, the third highest total worldwide. Only Brazil and the United States have more infections, with Brazil also just over the 4.1 million mark, and the U.S. with more than 6.2 million cases. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports that it has seen a letter from the United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs saying that the Democratic Republic of Congo, northeastern Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen are on the brink of famines as a result of factors compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic, and that millions of lives are in danger. Tensions deepened Sunday between Germany and Russia over the alleged poisoning of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, with Germany threatening sanctions and Russia accusing Berlin of delaying the investigation it demanded. Russian opposition leader and anti-corruption campaigner Navalny fell ill on a flight last month and was treated in a Siberian hospital before being evacuated to Berlin. Germany said last week there was unequivocal evidence that President Vladimir Putin's top foe had been poisoned using a Soviet-era nerve agency, and these claims were reiterated on Sunday. The Kremlin has denied responsibility for the attack, and foreign ministry spokespeople say Germany is stalling efforts to probe the case, as they have asked for German authorities to do. The death toll from a gas explosion that tore through a Bangladesh mosque has risen to 24, officials said Sunday, as rescuers described how survivors jumped into a nearby open sewer to cool their bodies and escape the flames. Worshippers were at Friday evening prayers when the blast sent a ball of fire through the mosque in a town near the capital, Dhaka, emergency services said. Eight more people, including the mosque's imam and muezzin, who led prayers, died overnight, taking the toll to 24, according to a spokesman for a specialist Burns Hospital in Dhaka. There has been growing anger over the incident after the committee running the mosque alleged the state-run gas transmission firm had earlier demanded a bribe to fix the leaks quickly. Investigators suspected a spark from an air conditioner, which came on after a power cut started the blaze. The committee's president told the press that the mosque started experiencing problems with the gas pipes a few days earlier. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.